Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Joe Gentenbian. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The shortstop, Wayne Ambler. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Nick Eaton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bill Nagel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Joyce. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bob Joyce. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ollie Bijma. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting third. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Knott. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack Knott. And now, play ball. Joe Gentenbian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentenbian hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler takes first base on ball four. Nick Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Quell reaches second base with a double. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hayes. The throw from Tresh and he is safe. Hayes steals second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman takes first base on ball four. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bob Joyce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyce strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gentenbian misplays the ball. That's an error on Gentenbian. Appling moves to second. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen bunts towards the mound. Joyce fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Appling moves to third. Krivic moves to second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Appling tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott bunts for an out with unknown description. Krivic moves to third. Owen moves to second. Two outs. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 0-1 in the game. Bijma hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Gantenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbein is 0-1 in the game. Gantenbein hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Ambler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-1 in the game, with a double. QL hits a ball on the ground towards first. Etten fields the ball and throws to Joyce covering. Safe. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes QL. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. QL steals second. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. QL scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Radcliffe reaches second base with a double. Walker moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantenbein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Walker scores. Radcliffe moves to third. One out. It's 3-0, White Sox. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-1 in the game. Krivic hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Radcliffe scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, White Sox. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Nick Etten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etten is 0-1 in the game. Etten hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Krivic. Etten reaches second base with a double. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Etten moves to third. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-1 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Etten scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0 for 1 in the game. Nagel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nagel juggles the ball. That's an error on Nagel. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 0 for 0 in the game. Knott strikes out. One out. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 0 for 2 in the game. Bijma hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Joyce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyce is 0 for 1 in the game. Joyce hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Gantenbian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbian is 0 for 2 in the game. Gantenbian hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dario Lodigiani now playing second base. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, White Sox. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Radcliffe moves to third. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Radcliffe scores. Appling moves to third. Krivic moves to second. It's 6-1, White Sox. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Appling tags and scores. One out. It's 7-1, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 0 for 1 in the game. Knott strikes out. Two outs. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 0 for 3 in the game. Bijma hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 10-1, White Sox. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. QL takes first base on ball 4. Roy Parmley now pitching. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parmley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom pinch hits for Wayne Ambler. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Nick Etten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etten is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Etten takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Etten moves to third. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Chapman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom now playing shortstop. Hal Wagner now catching. Bob McNamara now playing third base. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to second. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Owen hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Appling scores. Krivic moves to third. It's 11-1, White Sox. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 0-for-2 in the game. Knott hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Krivic scores. Tresh moves to second. It's 12-1, White Sox. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bijma strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob McNamara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNamara hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Roy Parmley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parmley hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Walker is hit by the pitch. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 3 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 1 in the game. Newsom hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nick Etten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etten is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Etten hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Krivic hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Krivic reaches second base with a double. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Owen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Krivic moves to third. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Tresh hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Knott strikes out. Two outs. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 1 for 5 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bijma hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Chapman strikes out. Two outs. Bob McNamara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNamara is 0 for 1 in the game. McNamara hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 12, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.